Blog Talk Radio.
Sidekick Publications is the newest place for all your martial arts informational needs. My Karate, Introduction to American Wataru, Martial Arts Guide to Success, History of Japanese Martial Arts, Taizanru Taiho Jitsu, and the new Martial Directory. With martial art master instructors like Michael DePasquale Jr., Joe Miller, Alan Woodman, and many more. Everything for martial arts enthusiasts, techniques, shiatsu, history, all in one place. Available at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble's, and bookstores near you. Also available on digital downloads for Kindle and ebook readers. Visit our website at www.sidekickpublication.com and order your books today. Remember, Sidekick Publications, all the action you can read.
The Martial Arts History Museum is the first of its kind in the world, and it only exists with your support. Give generously to the museum and always listen to Sidekick Talk Radio.
That's right, Michael Matsuda. Always listen to Sidekick Talk Radio. Welcome to the program, Martial Arts Talk Radio, with your host, Danny Venna, and our co-host, Sensei Greg Melita. Welcome to the program. Today, our topic, we would like to continue with the open mic discussion about multiple attackers. But before we do that, we will give a shout-out to Sidekick Talk Radio with Shihan Alan Woodman, the host, and Renchi Timmy Press, the co-host, with MMA Corner, every Wednesday at 12 noon, every Sunday at 6 p.m. You can call into the show and use 347-237-4818. Today on Sidekick Talk Radio, we had Sensei Joe Estrada call in from Australia. We had a wonderful program. We had some wonderful discussion. I mean, just a lot of information. I want to say thank you to Sensei Joe Estrada for taking the time to stay up real late, because I believe there's an 18-hour difference between the East Coast here in the United States and the area in Australia where Sensei Joe lives. So he was up till 4 or 5, maybe even 6 o'clock this morning, his time, which is actually tomorrow morning, you know, to us. So thank you very much, Sensei, for taking the time and allowing us to introduce your system to the United States. And you heard that exclusively today on Sidekick Talk Radio. Thank you, Shihan Alan Woodman, for allowing that to happen. We envision some great things happening there. The next shout-out goes to an amazing, amazing lady, Dana Stamos-sensei. What she's done for all of the martial arts community is just above reproach. And then she goes now and lists on her website, worldwidedojo.com, all of the radio programs that are on Blog Talk Radio, such as Doc Talk Radio, just this amazing, organized, very user-friendly page for all of the hosts. So everybody that has been calling into Sidekick Talk Radio, Doc Talk Radio, the Martial Arts Talk Radio program, just an amazing woman. She has talked to her webmaster where you can go onto the website, worldwidedojo.com, and listen to all of our programs. I mean, that's just amazing. Thank you so much, Dana Stamos. We have Sensei Melita on the wire tonight and switchboard, working both the show as well as the switchboard. So I have a little bit of help. If we have any callers that would like to call in, you can use 347-215-6177, and that is to speak to both of us live on Martial Arts Talk Radio. We do have a caller, Sensei Timmy Prisk. We will bring him in just now. Sensei?
How you doing, guys? Good evening.
Good evening. We are working.
Good evening.
We just got off the Google Hangouts with Joe Estrada in Australia.
Wow, that's great.
Yes, both Greg and I were speaking to him about his program. Greg was showing some videos of his work. We were going over books. Today, what happened on your program, let me just tell everybody, on the wire we have Wrenchy Timmy Prisk from New Jersey. In my eyes, just an outstanding tool and resource to use in the martial arts community. Should you have any questions, again, you can call us at 347-215-6177, and that's to speak to Wrenchy Timmy Prisk, who is the co-host of Sidekick Talk Radio. What happened today on your program, Wrenchy, could be historic.
Can I throw a little thing out? Can I throw something out there?
Please.
Hey, I'd even appreciate the haters to call in. I love haters. You know why? Because you just make me work harder every day. So if you got an issue and you're not a fan, call in anyway. I'll talk to you.
And that number again to call in is 347-215-6177. We are live on the air with Sensei Greg Melita, Wrenchy Timmy Prisk, and myself. Dana Stamos, I don't know if you got a chance to go on to worldwidedojo.com.
I'm on that site every day. How could I not?
I mean, did you see what she did? She's got the times, the shows, the names, the Sokis. I mean, it just, I cannot say enough about what that resource means to not only us, but just to the world. I mean, the woman is unbelievable. And then you couple that up with what happened on the program today, Sidekick Talk Radio, with Shion Alan Woodman and Wrenchy Timmy Prisk. If there are any naysayers out there, and you don't recognize the work that we're doing for the community, we're not talking about ourselves. I haven't mentioned anything about myself on the program. I mean, I did train in martial arts, so I have to talk about my experience. But I mean,
no, we didn't. No, we never. We're not martial artists, are we?
Is it?
We
I'm
ever?
Not sure.
Greg, how about you, Greg? Have you ever?
I'm not sure. Maybe it was ballet. I don't know.
No. We used to watch those Seagal movies. So does that count?
Oh, you know, that doesn't count. He's just a phony. He's a phony.
You know, guys, it all breaks down to this. And this was a hard lesson I learned last week. I cared what other people thought, and I cared what other people said. And what happened that day was expected, and it was expected by myself. It was expected by Shion Vina. And, I kind of had an epiphany that night and said, you know what, why do I care what people that don't know me think? And if anybody who's listening knows me, they understand that this is an everyday thing for me. I take care of my children every day. I love my wife every day, and I love the martial arts every day. There's not a day that goes by that I don't do some type of training, whether it be sitting on my couch and going over videos, whether it be getting up in my living room and doing kata, whether it be when I can't get out of bed because of my back, and I'm still going over it every second in my head. And anyone who wants to challenge that, come to my home and challenge that. Because you know what? You're going to lose the challenge. Because anyone who knows me knows that it's my life, it's my blood, and it only comes behind my wife and my kids. So that's you know, I'm not going to say no more about it because it's done right there.
That's good, amen. That's good. Actually, you guys, I'm out of the loop. What happened that was historical today, Wrenchy?
Well, the introduction of Joe Estrada's program to the United States happened on Sidekick Talk Radio today in a way that it had never happened before. There were some callers that had called in. They were talking about some topics based on the introduction to the MADMA system. Now, because of the efforts of both Shion Alan Woodman and Wrenchy Timmy Prisk, the outlet of Sidekick Talk Radio has reached over 10,000 listeners.
Yes, from America to Australia to Japan. I have friends in Ireland. The outpouring of support and listeners that we've had. I have a personal friend who, through MMA, we met, through being fans of MMA, call in today and be able to discuss with somebody else's point of view on MMA and their feelings toward. And, you know, that part for me today was really good because I keep having conflicting scheduling with a lot of people. I've had MMA guys lined up that can't do it during our times. And, you know, to have the person who called in today who's just a friend, somebody I met about 18 months ago, police officer out of Washington, D.C. area, call in today and be able to speak, you know, about it. That was just another level of the show today, which I hope everyone, you know, really, really understood.
Well, again, the activity that was on the program today was, again, you know, just another part of your service to the community. When you go back and you replay that episode, there was so many different pieces, snippets of information that were introduced on that program, and then to add the program by Sensei Joe Estrada. Again, it's our job now to take the program and work it. I understand
right.
that. But it was introduced
right.
today
well,
on your program.
What we got in one program between the business aspect, the sport aspect, then we had Mr. Saremba call in with his new product line to help all athletes, not just martial arts.
It was very busy.
To learn about his product that he's come up with all by himself, who is an Ishinru brother, who is under our lineage with Master Nagel. And, you know, it was really a surprising show because I didn't plan on having all of that in there. I know Shihan Woodman didn't plan on having all of that thrown in there today. And it just wound up being an amazing show.
It was a very informative program. And I got to say kudos to both of you guys because you have done something that's very difficult to do, and that's reach people in a way that they will stop what they're doing. They'll make a contribution, and just, you know, each little snippet of information that happened on the program today sets the tone for excellence because we weren't talking about ourselves. We were doing our work.
That's it. And, you know, all I thought about tonight on the deck with my son, where he trains now, and, you know, teaching some of the other kids today and everything like that was really all I thought about was today's show. And it wasn't because my mind was elsewhere. It's because I'm just so shocked that in the, 3.5 months that I think we've been on, that we are getting the response we're getting and we're getting, you know, it's getting out there and it's being accepted and it's being, you know, it's really being embraced, and that's what we're proud of. You know, that proves that we're not sitting there talking about ourselves. It proves that we're trying to make the martial arts a brotherhood, a community. Again, same thing you're doing with your half hour that you have, the same thing that Sifu Goldberg is doing, and all the others that have their shows. Listen, there's no money in these radio shows, everybody, so anybody who thinks this is all for us and we boast ourselves is just silly. This is for everyone else. There's, you know, we're doing this out of the love of the arts, out of the love of helping others, and really, you know, getting a forum for people. And that's what our show, your show, and the other shows are really about. It's about having a forum for martial artists to be able to express themselves. And that's what's the best part about doing it. You know, I have two kids that, you heard me, what did I say when last night on the air with you guys? My daughter was up at 11:20 with us, 11:25, laying on my lap while I was on the show. You know, and it was great. I had the best of both worlds right there. My daughter laying on me, and I was able to talk to two guys that I appreciate so much.
Well, we appreciate you doing the contribution that you do on Sidekick Talk Radio, as well as devoting your time to speaking to us on this program. So thank you, us.
Definitely. Now, as far as just bringing up a quick topic that you guys, we should just touch on. Now, you know, when you have people that are trying to bring you down, and at one aspect, you want to say, you know, you want to say that, you know, you're not going to let them bring you down, you know, forget about them. But on the other aspect, you know, you don't want to sit around and do nothing, right? What's that saying? You know, the only way evil prevails is if good men do nothing. You know, at what point and what situation do you you confront your accusers. You know what I mean?
Well, Greg, I'll make it real simple for you. And this is another thing I got out of what happened last week. If you leave things sometimes and you just let them rot, and that's what has been going on for probably 20 years with some of these people. They've just been rotting in their own self-pittiness and self-lacking of doing anything and having a name. And when they see somebody or some people or a group really trying to do things for others and make things better, what's the first thing they're going to do? There is another saying that misery loves company. And that's all it's about. It's about miserable people trying to make others miserable. They could say what they want about you, me, and every other person on this show and on other shows. Until they walk the mile in our shoes, they have nothing to say.
And look at the results. I'm a results-based person. I want to see. I started here. I did that. I got there. Look at the results from just before Thanksgiving of 2012 until this moment. Look at what we have done. I mean, today we actually spoke about the seminar that we're trying to organize. Shihan
yes.
said, well, I've got a couple of guys lined up. I've got, and I mean, look at the camaraderie, the exchange, look at the quality of information. Look at those results. I believe that stands on its own. We introduced a system of financial awareness today on the program.
For all martial artists, not just you, me, and Shihan
right.
Woodman, for anyone and everyone that was willing to listen and to get the information that we were providing.
And I get absolutely nothing for that. I don't make any money.
None of
I
us
don't
do.
Get paid. So don't have any preconceived notions that, you know, I'm jumping on the bandwagon because that's the next thing that, you know, they'll say because it has to do with the money.
Well, any guest could ever that ever wants to be questioned can question. I've had many guests on Sidekick Talk Radio that I've set up. They've plugged their books, they've plugged their websites, they've plugged anything that, and that's what our goal is. Our goal is to get the information out there. You know what goes on? You do actually. You've been screened before. When I screen the calls, what do I say? Sidekick Talk Radio, how may I help you? Boom, boom, boom. This is who's calling. This is what they want to speak about. Do you have any websites? Do you have any books or DVDs or give your dojo information? That is the point of it, and that is what we're there to do. And I can care less what anybody says or thinks anymore. I know who I am. You guys know who you are. That's all that matters. And you know, Greg, that's just what I hope you understand. Sometimes confrontation is good, but you know what? Sometimes letting them rot and letting them wallow in their own self-pity is going to be the better thing.
I understand. I got you.
So now let's get on to some martial arts talk. It's almost 20 after.
Multiple attackers using the circle. Aikido is based on wartime multiple attackers. Greg and I exchanged some videos last night.
Yes,
watching.
He sent me them also.
Oh, very nice. Looking at the routine, the practice randori that was going on with Sagal Sensei, I also believe that he is an outstanding martial artist. I do think that he is the real deal, even though he is a movie star. From the people that I've spoken to, he does have a wonderful quality when it comes to his Aikido background. He's been taught by the right people. What's your take on that?
Well, I've always stuck up for Steven Seagal, even when my best friend that would be sitting next to me would, oh, he's a piece of crap, he's this, he's... You know, I could pick out a real martial artist, and I could, you know, see who's legit and who's not. And I think that people just don't like him because of what's happened to him over the years, his reputation and everything else. And they let that interfere with other stuff that really has nothing to do with the martial arts. As a martial artist, nobody should have anything negative to say. As a human being, anybody could judge him for any portion of his life because nobody's life is perfect. But as a martial artist, I really don't understand how anybody can question him. He was one of the first Americans, or only American, I believe, to open an Aikido school in Japan and be certified by the government, by all the heads of Aikido. That alone is just crazy.
And as for his Randori when he's facing at least four, sometimes more.
Oh, those videos were amazing.
Unbelievable. I mean, now, yeah. if you use the principles that he's applying and the system that Ueshiba Sensei gave us, which is the Aiki system, look at the effectiveness of how he steps. He's not doing so much movement that he's spending all of this energy. Look at the quality of his martial arts.
Absolutely. You know, I wish Shion Woodman actually would be able to call in. If you're listening, sir, and you got a minute, call in. I know Shion Woodman has actually interacted with Sensei Seagal. He has been, I don't know if it was a seminar or a training session. I'm not really sure of the details, but if he's available and has a minute and can call in and maybe speak to us about that, because I know we spoke about it, and he said that, you know, he didn't see what other people saw. He didn't see the negative, you know, parts that other people accused Seagal Sensei of. And again, Seagal is such an open-minded person, a traditionalist, that, and he's even working with MMA fighters. You know, he's actually been helping out a lot of MMA fighters. Anderson Silva, Lyoto Machida, you know, just to name a few, and these are two champions. Anderson Silva is practically the greatest MMA fighter, if not fighter in general, in the world right now.
I love him. I just think his martial arts architecture that he has in him is, you know, spot on.
Right.
You know, and there again, you're always going to have the naysayer, but the proof's in the pudding. Look at the results.
This is a man who not only is a martial artist, not only is a movie star, but has been a public servant still all these years. And no matter if it's a part-time gig, whatever, he still was out there on the streets of New Orleans, you know, working and you know, helping. Again, I don't care if he's a movie star or not. That says something.
I like the way he displays his energy. You know, as those attackers come to him, the way he spins his head, the way he anticipates the, you know, or the, he gets the feeling of that attack coming from whatever direction it's coming from, the way he steps, the way he receives it, the way he deals with it, and then moves on to the next one.
Yeah.
I just love the logistics of all of that. I love the way he steps. See,
I concentrate
on the feet. I look at the feet, you know, because that's the base. That's what's, you know, you're standing on something. You're not suspended in midair. So,
oh, absolutely.
You know, the way he receives energy and misdirects it is just, Sensei Melita was talking about with the knife, how he allows the knife or the attacker to commit, and just when he knows that committal is going to be exactly what he needs to evade and protect, is just I love him. I think he's a great martial artist.
Yeah, and by the way, we all loved his movies in the 80s and 90s also, so that's a problem.
Oh yeah. Out for Justice will be my favorite of all time.
Above the Law, Out for Justice, Hard to Kill. I mean, come on. You know, we had heroes in the 80s and 90s. Martial artists had people to look up to in the movies. Can anybody name a martial artist in the movies today that is actually a standout?
And that they don't use the camera to mask most of the techniques.
Exactly.
What do we have in the 405?
Hey, Hashi, how are you?
It's got to be Sergeant.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
How are you?
We're good tonight, sir. Thank you.
Did you hear some of the conversation about, we were talking about multiple attackers again, open mic. We were referring to the Aiki system because, you know, Greg and I were sharing some of the videos last night with Renchi Prisk, and you know, we were looking at that that Randori session that he was practicing, and you know, it just played into last night's show when we were talking about multiple attackers. I just love the way he breaks that circle into a straight line, uses that straight line to then create the momentum to, you know, continue right into the circle. He doesn't spend a lot of energy doing it. And, you know, that's also very important. We had spoke about that. You don't want to spend your energy, man, because fight's over after that. What's your take on that?
You know, multiple attacks, defenses, is there's two ways to look at them in my perspective. Yes, they are very important to work with because in order to feel, you're never going to feel comfortable when you have to deal with more than one person attacking you or you're dealing with a lot of people around you that you got to possibly utilize skills. But by at least working through a lot of the scenario training and scenarios, different things going on, you'll have a better opportunity to be able to utilize your skills to defend yourself.
I agree. I agree, Sensei. Again, the pressure is on when you're faced with that situation. One of the things that I've learned about training in martial arts is controlling my adrenaline. I get scared. I'm not going to lie. I get scared. But I get scared, and I use that to my benefit because I know it's going to happen, so I'm prepared. And then even when I get rocked, let's say I take a nasty shot or maybe a succession of shots, and I get dazed, and I see the stars, what happens in that moment is so important, because if you don't recover, you know, it's bad. So I can't stress enough that working your routines one-on-one is great. It is. It is part of the training. But then as you grow within your martial arts training, challenging your body mechanics to be proficient and learn that timing using your the most simplest tools. Don't get complicated. Don't make it where you're trying to do something fancy and then you wind up screwing it up and, you know, get hurt. I just think that when we train in the dojo, whether it be indoors or outdoors, building these routines and raising the adrenaline in your body to teach the student how to deal with that when they're scared gets them prepared for, God forbid, it ever does happen to them in a situation where they really need to use it. The worst thing I can do as an instructor is give a student a false sense of security. I failed if I did that. If they're ever in a situation and they go to deploy a front snap kick to stop somebody and it doesn't work for them, whether they did it right or wrong, I feel responsible. So it's essential for me. That's why when I fight with my students, rather than them hurt their fellow students, I would rather them fight me. I'd rather feel their technique on me rather than them try to do it with their fellow students.
Sensei, before we go off the air live, do you mind if I throw two things out to everybody that's listening?
Please.
Guys, everyone, this Saturday, the 19th, in Fort Lee, New Jersey, Master Henzo Gracie of Gracie Jiu-Jitsu and his student Alan Teo are going to be having their grand opening of their new school. The school is located at 2175 Lemoyne Boulevard in Fort Lee, New Jersey, 07024. And the celebration is going to begin at 3 p.m. and it's going to go all the way till 8 p.m. Come hang out with celebrities and some special guests, and you know, just come see the new gym and everything like that. It's going to be a nice big grand opening party. Also, we want to remind everybody. I'll say it again. Sifu Alan Goldberg's event, the 25th and 26th in Atlantic City. At the Tropicana, go to www.actionmagstore.com for all the details, or you can go right on Facebook and you'll see it everywhere. Everybody's been posting it. It's going to be amazing, everybody. Sidekick Publications, Sidekick Talk Radio will be there. We'll all be there. So if you could do it, come on down.
Thank you for that, Richie Brisk.
So, go ahead. Sorry about that.
No, that's.
I wanted to get that in before we went off the air live.
Sure, of course, of course. But yes, if I teach a student, and God forbid that student has to defend themselves in a self-defense situation on the street, and what I'm teaching them fails them, then I failed as an instructor. And I know that when I fight with the students, whether they're little children, adolescents, or adults, when they hit me and I feel what I gotta feel, I'll know, even though that they're not, you know, trying to bust me up bad, but there are certain things that I do with students to see if they are delivering the energy the way I want it. Sometimes I do use a pad because some of them, you know, really hurt me, because they're just, you know, they're in shape and they have the muscle tone to do so, not like the children, but I have to feel it. I have to know in my heart that what I gave them, that God forbid they ever have to use it, it will deliver the kind of force that's necessary to do what it has to do. And then, of course, all of the finishing techniques that we use, such as joint locks and chokes, submissions, that they can control their attacker. Now, again, dealing with multiple attackers, that's a whole nother challenge to any martial artist, no matter how long you've been, you know, working. And that's my take on it. That's how I feel about it. I just, I love working the drills with multiple attackers only because, first of all, it's fun. We try to make it as challenging as possible, but it's one section of the class that never seems to want to end. It always runs over, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I try to keep it to a time, but, you know, and then when we have fight night, the last Friday night in every month is fight night. We get into our gis. Sometimes, you know, some of them want to work out in street clothes, which is fine for me, as long as they wear clean shoes, which is a lot of fun. You know, that night they get dressed, bow in, and pair up, and it's off to the races. And we just rotate around, and, you know, then when we start to work on the multiple attacker drills, that's when it really gets even more challenging. I told you about how I feel when it comes to teaching others. So I feel responsible, and that's why I try to give them everything that my sensei gave me. No secrets. I know I took up the whole show tonight with my verbiage, but you know what happened today on Sidekick Talk Radio, and then after the program, you know, the work that gets done behind the scenes, our progress from Thanksgiving until today has been outstanding. Sensei Sergeant, did you see on worldwidedojo.com how your programs are laid out, your radio programs?
I have not been able to get on. I haven't been on the internet really lately. I was on a little bit today. I haven't seen it yet, no.
Well, it's so organized, so user-friendly, that any user that wants to now go on and listen to any one of your programs, you know, I mean, that's just a wonderful thing that she did, because she does get a lot of visitors to the site every day. And for her to do that for all of us, I cannot say enough about the genuineness of that woman.
I will make it my point to give her a personal thank you if I get an email for her, an email address. I will definitely do that.
May I give it to you?
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
will I will give you some information about Dana Stamos and her operation. We're off the air now, but this will be archived, so it's my pleasure to give you her contact information, because then it will be also a part of the program. And she deserves, you know, a lot of kudos, because her website is just, I just think it's a valuable resource to all of us martial artists around the planet, because, you know, it reaches a lot of people. And when you look at the architecture of how she has it laid out, I mean, fellas, it's such a valuable resource that at the end of the day, she took the time to gather all of the links. The way her webmaster put it up there is just so user-friendly. This is the way she told me to get a hold of her. This is her email. So it's D for David, S for Sugar, T Tango, A Adam, M Mary, O Open, S Sugar, D Stamos at usadojo.com.
Okay. Very good. I will make sure that tomorrow I send her an email of thank you from myself and on behalf of the others for the Doc Radio Network, so that she knows that we are grateful for what she's allowed us to do.
Wait until you see it. Wait until you see the way she's got it laid out, man. I'm telling you, it's, you know, again, she gets nothing for this. You know, nobody's paying her, but she's giving us access to the world. Archive shows, live shows, no matter when it's happening, information, who runs each show, what time of day, what day it is. I mean, I'm telling you, Grandmaster, it's such, you know, it just warms my heart to know that she would do something like that for all of us. It really does.
Well,
I will give you this. She also gives me her mobile number, which is 775-721-9110. She has a Nevada office and a Cali office, if you'd like those numbers. I don't mind putting them out there.
Sure, go ahead.
The Nevada office is 775-410-9266. And the Cali office is 949-630-3310. And that's D Stamos at usadojo.com.
Great. I appreciate it.
You know what? I appreciate you taking the time out of your busy day to contribute to my little 30 minutes every night. Thank you.
Oh, there's no reason to thank me. We're all in this thing together, and we're all here to support each other and hopefully help each other to grow, expand, and to be successful in this.
Well, I spent about 2 hours today on Google Hangouts talking about you. You can go to my YouTube channel and check it out. I did a little bit of due diligence and went through some of my people that I have that I, you know, gather information about other martial artists. And let me tell you, what comes back about you, my friend? Huss.
Not bad, huh?
Not bad, huh? Not bad for a street kid. I love it. You know? So on the wire tonight, just to pay homage to everybody that called in, Sensei Greg Melita, my co-host, Renchi Timmy Prisk, Sidekick Talk Radio co-host, and the host of his show is really, you know, I've been listening to some of the archived sessions that you've built, and, you know, Grandmaster Sergeant, to be an inheritor of a system which is what I talked about on my hangout today. I find myself in the same position and responsibility as you. I am the inheritor of my sensei's lineage, and I didn't steal it from anybody. I was given it, by my father-in-law. Not only is he my friend, my sensei, but he is also my father-in-law. I love him. He's part of my family. He's part of my fabric. I grew up around this man. Anybody that challenges my authority at Ed McGrath School of Isshinru doesn't challenge me. They challenge my sensei.
Mm-hmm.
And when they do that to me, it rubs me the wrong way, and I have to control my arrogance because I am a street kid. When you rub me the wrong way, I like to get my elbows dirty. But I can't do that now. I have to act, I have to act accordingly. I have to behave properly. So I am doing some things to try to promote, your effort as well, because I'm sure being the inheritor of a system, it's not easy. It's a hell of a responsibility that our seniors gave us. And I feel that sense of responsibility to people that support me, I have to support them. It works both ways.
Well, I'm grateful. As I'm looking over some things, it's coming into a new... It's coming into a new time in martial arts, and a lot of the original pioneers truly are making their transition left, right, and center. And those of us who are in this position hold a lot of expectancy, and we hold a lot We hold a lot in our hands to keep the legacy alive. Being an inheritor, number one, you have to keep that which they shared alive, but you also have to understand that you're not them and you did not walk in their shoes. So you have to do it in an individual way that you keep that thing alive, but you keep it moving forward. This radio show and other things that you do are enhancing the legacy of your teacher. So I encourage you to continue doing what you do. Don't look back. Keep moving forward. And you will soon see how you have blessed even more of the legacy and more of the art and the system and the organization that you were left by him. So that's what I share with you. We are coming into a time where these people make their transition. There's a new, it's like a rebirth that's happening in the martial arts. But, it's a difficult time. But a lot of different different eras went through the same thing that we're going through today.
And that's why I'm willing to do whatever it takes. As Sifu Alan Goldberg asked me that night when all of the hosts got together, he said, Venna, with what you're doing, you think you're really going to, and I said, well, it is an uphill battle. But if I don't try, shame on me.
Oh, that's true. All you can do is put in your best effort. And, just know that you have my support. Know that you have Sophie Hassan, Khalik's support, and that we're always willing to stand right beside you to assist you in whatever you need. Feel free to call on us at any time, as well as the same thing goes for Shihan Allen, of course, to Sifu Alan Goldberg, to Sifu Restita and Guru Bob. We're all in this thing together, and nobody gets out of this thing alive. We all have our time. We all have our destiny to fulfill. So let's work together and continue to work together to assist each other to manifest our destiny.
Us. Thank you.
Us.
That was amazing, sir.
Thank you, Master.
No problem.
A little humbled by that statement. And again, the resources that we have available to us are plentiful.